Well, I'll take them in first now. The Cork men now, there was very many of them, and coming on to Christmas, they would refrain from drinking so as not to upset the mothers and the children with all the work they put in. But the minute Stevens's day came, they were gone for the day. And the mother never begrudged them then, because they had been very good over the Christmas, and she left them off. And they went away to the pubs, and they enjoyed herself in the pub. That was their day for drinking, those men that stayed off. And they'd have a grand day away from the family after the rigours of Christmas, and no drink the day before. So they were gone for the day. And children, of course, came around with the men, and the women and the young people always went to the pictures. The pictures was in its heyday. And they'd be queues up. There used to be a programme on from 12 to 2, a special programme. In the call, they had a party programme for children from 12 to 2 for fourpence. And they got balloons and they got a bag of sweets. And crowds of Cork would start. The children would start making off after collecting the money for the rent. They'd all make for the call for the bag of sweets and the balloon for the party. That was 12 to 2. Then, when you'd be coming out from 12 to 2 pictures, the queues would be down all over Patrick Street, because there was very many cinemas there that time, and they'd be packed out. It would be very hard to get in. And women and the children, they'd be all queued up to go to the after dinner show, the 3 to 5 show. And again, and you coming out from that show, you'd nearly see them queued up from 7 to 9 and 9 to 11, because the picture was in their heydays, and all the pictures would have lovely pictures for Stevens's day, and they were very popular in Cork in the 30s.